Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we'll listen to your questions, your queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of our experts are based on Noble Quran and the narrations of Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Brother Miqdad, an Islamic scholar. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you to you and to all the listeners for being with us today.
Well, Brother Miqdad, you know, we have been discussing how can we stop our children from lying, or how can we encourage them to speak the truth. And now we have another question which is quite related to this topic, is that how do we stop them from, you know, using the foul language?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, again, a very important question as well. Regarding how we speak and using foul language. So first and foremost, we know that using language, we're using bad words, using words that are not appropriate, swear words, is against the etiquette of how we speak.
Right.
As Muslims, we have been taught that in our speech, not only should we be truthful, but we should also be avoid using abusive words, swear words, words that will offend others, words that are considered within a society as bad words, basically,
right,
as foul language. We should avoid that because it is against social etiquettes, and it's against being polite and respectful, and it's against being having this self-respect for ourselves, which inshallah we'll talk about in a second. So as much as we can, we need to encourage ourselves, obviously, first and foremost, and then our children to have the right appropriate and the right and appropriate way of speaking, the good etiquette of speaking, which includes avoiding foul language. Unfortunately, we find that in today's world, in today's culture, it's very easy, very, very easy. People have swear words every two words, unfortunately,
right,
sometimes, especially youngsters, youth, based on what they see in the cartoon and movies, etc., but also on the music that they listen to, and generally the environment and the culture that we live in. It's a foul and very dirty culture, and we need to be very, very careful when it comes to our children, that they should not fall into this, because it really goes against good etiquette, it goes against self-respect. It's hated in Islam to speak in such a way. A mu'min speaks in such a beautiful way that we others should enjoy the company of a believer. They should enjoy being with him, how sweet he speaks, how respectfully he speaks, how he holds himself in a social context.
Right. Well, Brother Miqdad, where it comes from, keeping that aside for a while, reminded me of a video that I received on my, I would say, WhatsApp from one of our relatives who were like laughing and giggling around, and I was like, what's the topic, why they are, you know, laughing so much. And then, like, as the video moves on, I found a very little boy in the family who was using kind of foul language, and everyone was laughing around. So they were kind of, you know, I don't know, as if they were hearing that for the first time, but they were laughing. And the more they were laughing, the more the boy was getting encouraged.
Definitely. So that's a very important point. We need, as parents, to make sure that we don't ourselves speak in this way. Obviously, if we are going to be speaking this way, then our children will pick it up straight away. But not just ourselves, we should be also not encouraging it. If children do speak it like this, then do give them a reminder to tell them this is not an accepted way of speaking at home. And it's a matter of habit, right? If they're used to hearing and being in this environment where they hear good language, they hear good etiquette in how we speak, then naturally they will be less likely to be using these kind of words.
Yes, exactly. So we will discuss more with you, Brother McDonald, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. We want to delve a little deeper into the topic, how not to use foul language when it comes to kids and what can you do as parents. So what we discussed so far is that we discuss the point where from it comes, and so knowing that could help you actually stop that. And now we also want to discuss, we said it should not be encouraged as well, because the more it's encouraged, sometimes you really are not in that environment, but sometimes like a child picks it from somewhere in the air, and then, you know, parents encourage it or like smile at it or laugh around, or they feel like, what is it? And that really encourages a child.
So that's somewhere in the air that you mentioned. We have to go back to the source. Where is this somewhere? Definitely it's not in the air. It can be their school friends. It can be the TV shows that they watch. It can
right.
be... you need to find out where they've been. Sometimes it can be even novels that they read. We need to, as parents, really be careful in what children are exposed to. If you find that they're watching inappropriate TV shows, cartoons, animations, movies, then try and reduce it. Explain to them that this is not teaching you the correct way of speaking. Or if they're reading the wrong books, or if they have the wrong friends as well, then encourage them to really rethink about, depends how old they are, obviously, about this interaction that leads them to acquire these bad traits and these bad habits. Sometimes we have to also go back to their role models, because children pick up these things from the role models that they have.
Most of the times.
Yes. So as much as you can, encourage them to have the right role models, encourage or make it available for them to interact with peers or even mentors or even young adults that are a bit older than them, that will can become good role models for them, and they can teach them how to speak. See, if the children interact in an environment of adults that are speaking well, if you take them, for example, to mosque and you let them interact with the people that you are interacting with, then naturally what happens is that they'll be hearing this way of speaking, and they'll copy this way of speaking, which is a nice way of speaking, which is has the etiquette and the adab of a speech. It doesn't have foul language, doesn't have swearing. So this is an important point, that the environment that they're in will have definitely an impact. We pick up the way we speak is picked up from who we speak to.
Right.
It's very natural. I don't know if you've noticed, if you have kids and
yes,
you travel
I
a lot,
have.
If they go to a different city, for example, and the different city may have a different accent, for example, you'll find that their accent will change.
Right.
Very naturally, right? If they're going from one city to another, or one country to another, let's say, for example, you live in the UK and you go to Canada, or you live in France and you go to...
There will be a shift in your accent.
There'll be a shift in the kid's accent, right? Naturally, right? Because they'll be interacting with these people. So who we interact with is essential in developing this habit of foul language and not speaking properly.
I have also done Masters of Linguistics, so I know that very well. We have been through this thing that if a child, or especially a child or anyone who feels like this particular accent, that the one who I'm talking to right now is a kind of better than mine, or he has a complex with his own accent, then he tries to copy or use or shift his accent to the one who he is speaking to because of that inferiority complex that develops within him. Well, it's very important, though, who they are talking with. So let's learn more from you, Brother McDowell, but we'll take a short break and we'll be back in a while. يا مقضي الخيرات يا
مقضي الخيرات إمام علي عليه السلام said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette so that in their grown-up age they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother McDowell, and we are talking about how we can teach our children not to use foul language, which I would say boys mostly learn from what I have seen, although I won't say it happens all the time. But even if the boys are playing around in the playground, and most of the, you know, some of the young boys will go to those who are a little elder than them and are especially playing sports like football and all, I would see most of the times in such kind of games, these languages are often used.
That's correct. Again, it comes back to the environment that it's been created. As you mentioned, football is a good example. Football is very often mixed with these kind of language, right? There's a foul that happens, somebody tackles the wrong way, or they miss a shoot, for example, and the first thing that comes in their mouth is a swear, right. Swear word or a bad word. But it's a matter of teaching. If you teach your children that this is how we do it, if you make them play in an environment where everybody has this respect for one another, they play for the beauty of the game, for that skill that happens when you have the ball in your feet, rather than the temperament, rather than the fouling, rather than the swearing, then these are things that I've been taught, and the environment really plays a big role. To conclude this section, I'd like to share a hadith and draw away one more point regarding this. There's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin that says that ما أفشح كريم قطو, that a person who is a kareem, a person who has self-respect, a person who has self-honor for themselves, they will never swear. They will never use bad words. They will never go towards fahsha.
Okay.
And it comes back to the point that we mentioned in the question regarding lying as well, that a person who has self-importance, a person or a child who counts themselves as important, as worthy, as valuable, they respect themselves. And this has been taught by their parents. The parents have given them respect. The parents have given them value. They feel important within the family. What happens is that such a person will never go towards fahsha, towards using bad language and swear words, because they count themselves as more important than lowering themselves and downgrading themselves to this extent. In fact, the opposite, a person who is so humiliated, a person who doesn't have any value for themselves, they feel like I've got nothing to lose. It's easy for them, it's easier for them to use bad words, because bad words is something evil, right? Something very dark, something very humiliating. And they don't have any self-respect, and therefore they're happy to associate themselves with something
those
that is
bad
so
words.
Exactly.
Yeah. And unfortunately, today's environment that is teaching us that if you use it, you kind of will feel a little lighter. But what very important point that you have drawn from this hadith is that they're looking for that self-honor and self-respect and respecting themselves, or kind of maybe we'll say finding attention using these I would say false language or using swear words. But here's the key point now. We know that the person who respects himself won't do that. So we have to teach our children to respect themselves, to value themselves, to feel that they are important. Well, thank you so much, Brother McDowell, for being with us and sharing those beautiful tips with us.
Thank you to you and to all the listeners.
Well, dear listeners, thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there. Or in case you had any queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find our programs on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.